Radio Prague News.
The foreign minister has stressed that a diplomatic solution, not military, is required in Ukraine. The tripartite on Monday failed to find consensus on the relaxing of coal mining limits. And John Madden, the director of Shakespeare in Love, will be one of the guests of honor at the upcoming Fabio Fest. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said on Monday in his view there is no bigger task before the EU than helping to find a peaceful resolution to the continuing conflict in Ukraine. He made the comment following a meeting in Solenice with Ukrainian children of Czech ethnicity from the province of Volyn. Some 30 children, the first group of three, will spend 2 weeks in the Czech Republic learning the language and other activities. According to the foreign minister, arms for Kiev, suggested by some EU members, would only threaten to escalate the current conflict. He made clear the Czech Republic has from the start backed diplomatic steps to try and resolve the crisis. A tripartite meeting of union leaders, government officials and employers failed to reach a consensus on Monday on any variant of relaxing brown coal mining limits. Representatives first want an evaluation of the potential social, economic and safety impact before they return to the table. That could be by the end of June. The news was confirmed in the afternoon by Industry and Trade Minister Jan Mladek. Unions and employer representatives are calling for an easing of limits, but it has not received backing from all within the government, most notably Finance Minister Andrej Babiš. Social Democrat Senator Zdeněk Škromach says he is giving serious consideration to running for president in 3 years' time. In the past, the longtime politician joked about running, but on Monday he confirmed he was ready to do so if he received broad support from within his party. He told reporters in Brno, however, he was by no means launching an early pre-election campaign, recalling the bid by former interim Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who he had said had run out of steam at the finish line. Mr. Škromach has long ties to the current head of state, Miloš Zeman. He was one of several party members who met secretly with the president after the last elections, a wing which allegedly tried to sideline current Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka. In other news, police on Monday began preparing munitions from a damaged munition site near Zlín for transfer to a new site in Květná in the Svitavy area. Each item loaded must be checked individually by officers. The first truck was expected to leave at the latest by Monday evening. The original depot in Vrbětice, part of Vlachovice near Zlín, was damaged by a massive explosion in October of last year, which killed two and led to dozens of uncontrolled blasts in the days and weeks which followed. It is estimated by the police that the transfer of all munitions from the defunct site will take several weeks. In culture, organizers have revealed details ahead of this year's 22nd Fabio Fest International Film Festival to be held in Prague in March. Guests this year will include John Madden, the director of the Oscar-winning Shakespeare in Love, as well as actor Jeroen Krabbe, known for roles in The Fugitive and Kafka. American actress of Czech descent Kim Novak, who is 81, who starred in Alfred Hitchcock's thriller classic Vertigo, as well as many other films, will receive the Christiane for her lifelong contribution to world cinematography. Her attendance this year was announced earlier. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.